With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Grand. That's grand. Enter it now.
Hi, Billy Cunningham, the Great American. Of course, Bengals action about 3 days away. You heard from Kenny Anderson, the Great 14. Other guests coming up with that category to talk about what's it like to be in the Super Bowl. How do you get ready? Things of that character. But first of all, Sheriff Shermaine McGuffey is the sheriff of Hamilton County, walking in the steps of Simon Lees and so many others. And there's been some controversy of late about the status of the Hamilton County Jail. And so instead of hearing rumors, you know, many times lies circle the globe before truth can take its first step. Let's go to the sheriff of Hamilton County to get the actual facts. And Sheriff McGuffey, welcome again to the Bill Cunningham Show. And Sheriff, as we sit here this Thursday afternoon, what is the status of the Hamilton County Jail?
The Hamilton County Jail, Willie, is doing very well. We are very strong. We're 900 strong as a department. I know that we are having issues with some personnel numbers right now, but so is everybody else. But the Hamilton County Jail is doing very well. We have great leaders. We have excellent officers, courageous, good officers, and we struggle with some of that staffing issue. But some of the things I heard on your show the other day, oh, my God, that complete falsehoods. I mean, and I want to set the record straight because I'm not going to allow that, right?
Right.
I mean, first of all, the statement was made that the elevators are down and the door locks don't work. Well, we're two elevators. We have 8 elevators total in our system. We're two elevators from having every one of them replaced with brand new ones. Two. We have two more to go, and every elevator will be replaced with a brand new elevator. I'm already riding on them. And what? Then I also have an issue with the locks. We are installing those locks in a few months. We had to go through an RFP. We had to get, you know, all the rigmarole you go to get the money and all the things. But that's being done as we speak. We knew it was an issue. You know, these are things that I have to correct.
And they're in process because the guest I had on made it sound as if Hamilton County Jail was like collapsing. It was like terrible conditions that doors don't work, locks don't work, elevators don't work. And you're saying there was a differential between the statement made on one hand and the reality on the other.
Oh, a huge difference in everything he said. Everything. Come on. I mean, first of all, you know, there was talk that, oh, well, the officers get spit on and stabbed. Okay, I have issue with that. First of all, in any profession, you can get spit on when you're wearing a uniform, number one. And does it happen? Yeah. Does it happen routinely at our jail? No. We created a disciplinary unit that is very, very strict. And those issues of officer assaults have gone down, which we call that, if you get spit on, have gone down excellently, and they continue to go down, right? This part about stabbing, I'm going to tell you, the last officer that was stabbed in our arena in the jail was 35 years ago, and his name was Philip Pence. He wasn't just some guy. That's what your guy referred to as, well, you know, some guy got stabbed. Wait a minute. That's a fallen officer, okay? That's a guy that deserves our respect. His name is Philip Pence. I went to his funeral. I know the facts about that particular stabbing. That was 35 years ago. Why is this individual saying officers are getting stabbed in our jail? I mean, he could not walk in our jail right now and find his way around with a map. So, you know, I have to set these things straight.
Sheriff, what about the issue of finding personnel? Because when I talked to other county sheriffs, I had Rob Sanders on a couple of days ago from Kenton County. Is it a generic problem in law enforcement? to have large numbers of individuals who will take the test, go through APATA, and what that's another completely separate issue. Is it difficulty to find good personnel right now because of the pay, the circumstances, how law enforcement is viewed? Is it, and you've been at this for more than 30 years, and you worked under Cy Leach and Sean Donovan for decades. And is it different today in 2023 than it was, say, 10 years ago?
It's different today, Willie. It is different. But I got to tell you this. We're not going to make it any better by disparaging officers like Dan Hills, the guy that came on your show, like he did, talking about how these jobs are the lowest rung and all of these fallacies that he's putting out. You know, we're trying to attract people. And I got to tell you, people in this jail, they're professional people. I mean, these are officers. They work posts. You know, I take issue with his statement of, well, they force a lady to work in a control room. Wait a minute. Where's he coming from? The women that I've worked with in this jail, we're professional deputies. That's a post. You work the post you're assigned to work. I worked in that jail. I've been surrounded by male inmates many different times as I was a sergeant moving through. Never once was I treated inappropriately, and if I was, I handled it. And we have a woman right now that transports male inmates to and from areas just by herself in a vehicle. I mean, what is he talking about that we're forcing some lady to work in a control room?
Now, he made the allegation that because of a shortage of personnel that male inmates would expose themselves and act inappropriately in front of a female, and I'm sure that's happened at some point in life. In fact, it's happening all over society, not just in a jail, but it's not systemic is the point you're making, Sheriff. It's not happening all the
time. It's rare.
Yeah.
It's absolutely rare. And if it does happen, there are consequences that female officer, that woman, can take to make sure that doesn't happen to her again. And as I said, I've worked with hundreds of women deputies, professional, courageous, on it. They'll go toe-to-toe with you when they need to. We don't need to present them as some shrinking violet that can't handle herself in the environment. Those are posts, and we work them when necessary. That's the job we do.
Sheriff, the issue of APATA, which is Ohio Police Officer Training Academy, many don't know this, but if Tony Bender wants to be a corrections officer, deputy sheriff, or whatever it might be, the first thing that has to happen is he's got to put up about $8,000 or $9,000 of his own money and go to classes for hundreds of hours. And after he completes that academics, he then has to go through a physical test that involves running and push-ups, all kinds of stuff. And one of the
right.
problems with APATA is that, let's say you put up the $8,000 of your own money, you want to get into law enforcement, and you pass the academic, so to speak, and then if it's eight minutes and 30 seconds to run a mile, if you run it 8 minutes and 40 seconds, you're 10 seconds off. You got to go back to the bottom of the pile and go through another $8,000 to $10,000, go through all the academics to get back to that point. Can you describe the present situation and how it needs to change?
Well, just what you described, Willie, that's the present situation. It's the ultimate game of chutes and ladders, okay? These guys pay for this. They spend thousands of dollars. I have the data from APATA, from public records request, and I can tell you what's been forfeited from these men and women who are working so hard and paying for themselves to go through these academies and have to come back and do it all over again because they failed by – I have a guy right now. He failed the physical assessment because he didn't extend his arms on two push-ups. Now, he is supposed to put down another $8,000, 10 sometimes, and go back through that whole entire academy that he passed. He has all A's. He passed everything, driving, firearms, the whole nine yards. And they say to him, well, you know what? You forfeit all that. You get no credit for the curriculum that you attended and passed and did well in. I mean, it defies common sense.
Who can change that? Is it the governor? Is it the attorney general? Is it Charmaine McGuffey? Who can change the APATA rules?
It is the attorney general, Dave Yost. I've spoken to him about it. We're speaking about it with so many different Ohio Peace Officer Training Academy people, trying to get this changed, trying to get them to insert some common sense so that we can get some qualified police officers on the street and in our jails. And you know what? I got to tell you, I'm working as hard as I can to do that. But you can't work, you know, when there's a bureaucracy that continues to say, absolutely not. We're not going to compromise one thing, which is extend your arms on a push-up. It defies logic. But there are hundreds, okay? In 2010, I have this data. 281 people were turned away because of that criteria, that physical fitness assessment. Every one of them, if they want to try again, has to pay all over again and go through that curriculum all over again that they just did and then get to the physical assessment. I mean, I have guys in the state of Ohio that have gone through three separate academies. That's how bad they want to be a cop. Now, you tell me, my guy who's slim and fit, there's not an ounce of fat on him, he didn't extend his arms just right on two push-ups, and now he goes back to square one? I could have him out on the street right now.
You need it. I mean, the idea is that corrections officers, deputy sheriffs are not the bottom of the barrel. There's a lid for every pot. And if some man or woman wants to go through the jail system to just show up on Christmas Eve and take a shift and New Year's Day and 4th of July and work there and then work their way up as you did from the bottom to the top, as Sean Donovan did in the workhouse from the bottom to the top, so be it. And it is not a knock if you don't want to be a city cop and you want to be a deputy sheriff. What the heck's wrong with that?
Well, these are very honorable positions, Willie. I mean, I came in through the jail. You build skills in that jail, skills you don't even realize you're building sometimes. When you encounter a deputy out there, the reason our deputies are so well thought of and handle things so well is their tenure in that jail. The fact that they got in there and they learned those skills. And there's a lot of people that are afraid to do it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's people out there that want to criticize that profession, namely your guy that came on and literally made the statement that these people are bottom of the rung. What is he talking about? You know, never, never are my deputies in any way, shape, or form, or anybody that wears the black and gold, bottom of anything. Okay. These are well-respected people. They have degrees. They have professional demeanor. You know, they're working. They're working where they want to work, and they enjoy working in that jail. Now, if we're going to talk about officers, let's get somebody on like me that knows the facts. I've been in a jail. You know, I don't need a map to find my way around that jail.
Lastly, well said, Sheriff. I had on yesterday or the day before Rob Sanders, who's the prosecutor of Kenton County. He'd like to meet you. And what about a power meeting with Prosecutor Melissa Powers and Charmaine McGuffey and Richard K. Jones and Rob Sanders? Are you up for a power breakfast to have the law enforcement of the tri-state come together and meet each other?
Willie, I look forward to that. You know what? I will enjoy that immensely. And there's so much to be done in that arena. I'm a great collaborator. I like those people you just named. And we, yes, absolutely. Can't wait.
Let's set it up. And I said that to we men, I feel like I'm a victim a little bit. You got the chief of police of Cincinnati's a female. The sheriff of Hamilton County's a female. The coroner's a female. The county commissioners are female. Everywhere I look, the prosecutor's a female. I mean, I feel like he leads. I need something for men. Have you thought about helping out men in your department a little bit?
Well, I do want to say this. For every woman, every female that you just named, there are very strong, competent, great men that are supporting us. And, you know, that's just a little turn of event, Willie, isn't it? Because we've done that for years.
And the Chief Justice of Ohio is a female.
Yeah.
The head of the Court of Appeals is a female. Sixth Circuit is a female.
Know?
I mean, I don't know.
We've worked our way up. I got to tell you, I did every job nobody wanted to do. coming up in my career. Every one of us has earned those spots, and now it's a little bit of time for the men to support us, and all those years we've supported you.
No question about it. I feel like a victim of discrimination, but I'm going to set up the power breakfast, and I want to get Melissa Powers there. She's the new prosecutor.
Sure.
And Richard great. K. Jones, I mean, he's hilarious. I mean, he's promised me he's not going to endorse you when you run. He promised me he won't. He doesn't have much success there. But Rob Sanders wants to meet you, too. All right. Well, thank you. Sheriff, we'll be in touch. The record has been set straight.
Thank you so very much, Willie. Thank you for being a great American.
God bless you and God bless America. Thank you, Sheriff Charmaine McGuffey. All right, let's continue with more. Your reaction, 513-749-7000. Bill Cunningham, News Radio 700 WLW.
People have always craved entertainment. Around ancient India, shaman priests entertained with the art of sword swallowing. But shaman Jerry Jockery was convinced he could do better and attempted to swallow an arrow fired by an archer. It didn't go well.
Ouch.
Today we have something better. Eddie and Rocky. They're very entertaining and avoid archery at all costs.
Eddie and Rocky.
This afternoon at 3
on 700 WLW.
You know, DraftKings Sportsbook is the official betting partner of the National Football League. NFL playoffs underway, hockey, NBA, and more, college hoops. You can legally bet on all your favorite sports teams anytime, anywhere, right here in Ohio with DraftKings. And for a limited time, new customers who sign up with the promo code 700WLW will receive $200 in bonus bets instantly. DraftKings has the best features, including same-game parlays and player props and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers can use the promo code 700WLW and get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on anything, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code 700WLW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus. Physically present in Ohio. Valid one offer per first-time depositors who have not already redeemed $200 in free bets via pre-launch offer. Minimum $5 deposit and wager. $200 issued as bonus bets. Eligibility restrictions apply. See dkng.co/oh for terms.
Seg, winter sucks. What can I do to get that warm, cozy feeling inside?
Here's an idea, Willie. Call Braun Heating today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.